that.
And here we are with another episode of Local Musicians on CoastSiderRadio.com. Today we're very fortunate to have with us two people who are really kind of on the upper end of music on the coast. They are two of the movers and shakers behind J. Stevens Studios in Moss Beach. We have Josh Armstrong and Mark Weisbart with us today. And gentlemen, we're happy to have you here. And what I'd like to do is get to know you a little bit. And Josh, I met you first, so I'm going to start with you. Give us a little bit of a background of yourself and how you got into music.
Well, I got into music. My dad used to sit around the record player and play a lot of records, many different genres, anywhere from Chicago to Tiny Tim and, you know, Black Sabbath. And that was the early days of my music experience. He's a guitar player. Never really did music in my younger days until my high school years. Got into Bob Marley and the songwriting of Bob Marley, and wanted to write songs simple with attacking big subjects. And that's how I kind of got my early start in music.
Well, thanks, Josh. All right, Mark, you're on the hot seat now.
Yeah, hi. I have a similar background to Josh. My father was a musician, or is a musician still to this day. He's a piano player. Always the lead singer of the band when I was just a baby. I was born into it, and I turned into his roadie as soon as I could pick up any piece of equipment. And I got into music like that. I've always been into it, and he, you know, put me in piano lessons and stuff. And of course, I didn't want to do what Dad did, so I became a rapper. And he always supported what I did, but I started rapping and making beats and stuff like that at an early age in high school, and so that's pretty much how I got into music.
Well, the other thing that you have going for you, Mark, and that's your last name. It means white beer.
That's right.
And I do trust every now and then you take a sample of what your last name is.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Actually, last night I just did. So yeah.
Well, hopefully you're still good to go this morning.
Oh no, I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm good to be here.
Well, a few weeks ago, I was fortunate to be invited to an event at J7 Studios, and besides the fact that I covet all the equipment that you have there, you have a really impressive operation going there.
Thank you.
And what I'd like to, and you can pick whoever wants to talk, let's talk a little bit about how you started and how J7 came into being.
Oh, well, J7 Studios is named after our good friend Jasiri Stewart, who went by J7. He actually started the studio, and he was a musician and artist his whole life. He's from Montera, older than me. He was 10 years older than me, and he eventually found this big warehouse on Airport Street, and it was like a big empty warehouse, and he knew that he wanted to start a studio there, kind of a space where different artists can come together and do different arts and stuff. So he built out that whole space. He built a stage and an upstairs area and a recording studio and booth on the main floor there. And the end of 2012, he passed away. So knowing what he wanted to do with that space and being a close friend of his, I decided that, you know, I did not want to let that place go after he died. And so we formed a co-op of different local artists that would pay a monthly fee to use the space and kind of pay for the rent and keep it going in his memory. And Josh here was one of the co-op members. And so that's how we got the name J7 Studios. He actually started it, and we're just carrying it on in his honor, basically.
Well, one thing I think our listeners might be interested in is it's just not musicians that are part of the co-op. I know that you have one who is an aerialist, and you actually have a trapeze, I don't know what you call those things, a trapeze thingy hang on the ceiling that can be raised and lowered.
Yeah.
Trapeze, aerial hoop. Yeah, we have both of those.
Yeah, we have dancers, you know, we have different music classes, members that teach like guitar and drumming and dance lessons, and various artists that, you know, use different mediums, painting on canvas or, you know, graphic design, all kinds of stuff. So it's not just music, yes.
The other thing I noticed, you've got a pretty large space. If I want to have an event there or play a band there and invite my closest friends, how many of my closest friends can I bring there?
Oh, yeah, 150 to 200.
And I also understand, in honor of your last name, Mark, that that you do provide beverages there as well.
Yeah, no, we definitely, you know, we're an event space, so we rent out our space for private parties, and we do public events as well, and we pool a liquor license, you know, for public events where you're selling alcohol and stuff. But if it's a private event and you're not charging a cover and you're not selling alcohol, you know, you can bring your own alcohol and you know, drink freely, as long as you, you know, we make you sign a contract where you're not going to be giving alcohol to minors and stuff like that. So,
well, that's a good idea, because that can get you into trouble. We don't want any of that. Out of curiosity, if you could tell me about how many people are involved with the co-op at this time.
That's a good question.
We have some that kind of fade in and out. There's quite a few that can't. They can't afford the co-op fee. That's definitely, we get them in, you know, little by little, even just in the studio to, like last night, Mark had some guys in. A gentleman, Noel, worked the door for us, and we traded him recording time, cause he doesn't have the money to pay an hourly fee. So, we try to support artists in many different mediums, setting up tables at our events, if they're not part of the artist co-op. But back to your question, I think we have about 20 members. You only have 4 to 5 co-op members, but they're bands. So, mm-hmm. You know, they kind of fill out the member count.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 3 years, and we've had co-op members come and go. And we always say, once a co-op member, always a co-op member. So, I mean, we have, you know, 30, 40 people that have supported us on our journey that can come in and out of the studio, you know, according to the different phases of life they're in, you know.
Well, let's walk through this a bit. Let's say I was interested in joining the co-op. And what would it cost? And what exactly does it get me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so charge $240 a month, and that's 12 hours of rehearsal space time.
Okay, and so I just sign a contract with you guys, and then I have access for that amount of hours, provided nothing else is going on.
Correct.
Right, yeah, it's a shared space deal that you get. So, you know, we have a calendar that we share with all our members, and we have various different kinds of co-op members. That's kind of like a band or like our aerialist, where they pay the monthly fee and they have a certain amount of hours that they use per month. But we're also about to start this new membership, which is the Artist Collective, where say you're a painter or something and you have pieces of art, you're going to pay $50 a month. And for that $50 a month, we're going to feature, like give you your own kind of store on our website where you can sell your art. And then we're going to do a bi-monthly event that's kind of like a fair where you can set up a table and display and sell your art, you know. So it's kind of like supporting a different kind of artist, because they don't really need the space like a rehearsal or like a band would, you know. That, you know, they're just more like kind of supporting us on what we're doing, and we're in turn supporting them, trying to give them a platform for what they do, you know, and also a network to meet other like-minded artists, basically.
Well, let's talk about musicians primarily, as you can get by the fact that I have a couple of keyboards
for sure,
here.
Yeah.
I've been known to dabble in that.
Great setup you got here.
Let's talk, and I've been at your location, and I tell you what, I was blown away by what you have there. I mean, you could. It looks like a transplanted Hollywood studio for musicians. For musicians, what services do you provide? And right now, what are the approximate fees that go with those services?
Well, we have a recording studio, and it's $50 an hour, and that's you know, full recording aspect, and then $75 an hour if you want to do like a live band recording, because with the stage and the large sound room that we have, it allows us to do full bands at once, 32 channels coming from the stage into the recording studio. So if you want to cut quick demo, it's a great way to do that. And then also we provide packages of doing live event recording, where bands can come in, invite a crowd, charge at the door. We'll pull the catering permit to do the alcohol, and it's $150 an hour, and that allows you to kind of pay down your recording costs for that live recording.
All right. Well, you're not going to mention it, but you also have an isolation booth there. Why? And like I say, that's not something normally you find on the coast. And people now are sitting there, what the devil is an isolation booth? So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we built out the isolation booth. Isolation booth is pretty much a room inside a room. You want to kind of deaden the sound and make sure it's not too too dead in there, but kind of have a little bit of liveliness. But it isolates sound to the point where the vocalist or whoever's going to be performing in that room, you're going to get the clearest, cleanest sound that you can get. Because if you're in a large hall room, you'll hear that, you know. So the isolation booth controls the sound to the point where you can edit and get a lot more clarity for the instruments.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people don't realize what's involved with when you're recording music and the technical expertise that's needed, which I want to talk about pre-production, post-production a little bit, because I also understand that you have an engineer who can get involved with that.
Yeah, no, Josh and I are both not engineers, really. We are kind of like the middleman in this whole process. I dabble in it a little bit, but we have a couple engineers, Bobby Templin and Deegan Mac Adams, that are very talented at what they do, and they've been doing it for a long time. And so they record, and they also do the mixing, the post-production stuff, like mixing and adding instrumentation and editing the drums and stuff like that in various recordings. So yeah, that's what they do. You know, they charge, we charge per hour on mixing, usually, unless it's a bigger project, but, and then we also have somebody that does mastering as well. So,
well, that's, so you're a one-stop shop in here in the Half Moon Bay area for anything to do with anybody who wants to record something and end up with either a basic CD or a fully mastered, ready to go to the media type sound vehicle.
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay, before I forget, now people are going to wonder, okay, how do I get in touch with these people? How do I find them? What's your website? What's your phone number? We want to generate some interest in people using your facility. So how do they find you besides being on Airport Boulevard in Moss Beach?
Thanks for asking. You can go to our website, j7studios.com. That's J, the number 7, studios.com.
And phone number 650-263-5043.
You can email us, mark@j7studios.com or Josh.
Yeah, Josh@j7studios.com.
Yeah.
Well, those are pretty easy. Now, do you have regular hours, for example, during the week when someone can just drop by, have a look at the facilities, and see if it's something they want to get involved with?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much there every day. You know, Josh is definitely there more than I am. I'm running around. But you can. Your best bet is to email or call us first, and then we will gladly meet you. I live right down the street, so anybody that inquires, I'd love to come meet them and show them the space. You know.
Well, I got to admit, I walked in unannounced a couple of weeks ago, and I ran into Josh, and I got a tour of the place, had a look at everything, and I was very impressed. And for musicians or non-musicians, if you want to have an event, if you need full recording services, this is a great place to do it, and I can't tell you enough about it. Is there anything that either of you would like to add to the story of J7?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I think we kind of get pigeonholed in our different concepts that we're running at J7, may it be the recording studio or more the live stage. We're open to artists. I mean, that's our main goal, is to embrace an artist's life and find services and ways that we can assist artists to push art forward. I think that definitely in the Bay Area, it's extremely hard to find something that works for you mentally and still make your ends meet at the end at the end of the month. So it's I think that a lot of art has just been pushed away, and it's kind of secondary to the day job, which is needed in an economy like this. But it's important for us to embrace that and get people out there doing art, you know.
Yeah, we're basically for, we are first and foremost, we want to support our community, all the artists, you know, around on the coast. There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of different artists of all different kinds, and we like to bring them all together and give them a place where they can do their thing. Not only the coast, but, you know, since we are here, we are supporting our community. But we get, I mean, we are the Bay Area. We're open to the whole Bay Area, you know, and we do an open mic every third Monday of the month. It's called The Platform, where it's kind of like an artist mixer. And for the first hour, we just play background music and let the artists that come in talk amongst each other and exchange info. We invite people to set up tables and display their arts or crafts. You know, we have poets and rappers and singers and bands and dancers and all these people come together. We just had a band that was 9-year-olds, you know, they're called the We Rock Band, you know, and so it's very diverse, and that's a free event. And so we're doing that kind of thing to kind of bring the community together, you know. But also, one thing we didn't talk about is the event space. If you we have a great space for a party, like you said, and we charge $50 an hour to rent the space. And that's Sunday through Thursday. And Fridays and Saturdays, we charge $100 an hour because it's kind of like a peak time, you know. So if you want to have a party and you're looking for a unique space with a cool sound system, call us or go to our website.
Well, I will say your cool sound system goes beyond cool. I mean, I would love to have that. I just don't have the space for it.
Yeah, no. Well, and a lot of event spaces don't come with a sound system. So all those costs come into play at the end of the day when you're trying to do a party. This is kind of a plug and play. We have that sound stage throughout the week for bands to come in. So it stays up. We just clear the drums off the stage if you're not going to be playing any music in that context. And then the DJ just plugs right in and goes.
Well, it sounds to me like also businesses that want to have a large group meeting or something could have an event there, which is very different from your normal hotel conference room.
For Definitely. Sure. Yeah, we have a projector that we can set up for those conference style things. And we have 50 amazingly nice comfy chairs. I made sure they were comfy. So when people are sitting down, they're not on those plastic, uncomfortable chairs.
Yeah, we do movie screenings as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds that you have the venue for virtually anything you could think of that will fit in the venue.
Yeah, we're open to any suggestions, too. If you have an idea for something different, we'd love to hear about it and hopefully accommodate it.
Well, one last time, let's get the website to make sure everybody has that, because once you have the website, you can get the phone number and any other information that's online.
J7Studios.com.
J7Studios.com. Mark, Josh, I want to thank you for being with us, and we will get this information out to as many people as we can. When you have events, please let Michelle at CoastSiderRadio.com know, because she can put them in the music calendar, which she keeps, which covers, I think, about the best information on entertainment on the Coast Side.
We really appreciate you having us.
Thank you.
And thank you to CoastSiderRadio.com. We hope to work more together with you guys in the future.
As I've told Michelle, I think that there's a match made in heaven between what CoastSiderRadio.com is aspiring to do and what you guys are doing, and look forward to seeing a lot more of you in the future. So now you know about J7 Studios, I think one of the best hidden secrets on the Coast Side. You know where to get in touch with them. Mark, Josh, thank you so much for being here, and I wish you the best of luck with your endeavor, because I think you got something really great going there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.